Ah, there you are. We've been waiting for you. If you've been struggling to get your personal fitness on track and keep it there, then you're in the perfect place. Because this guy is good. And I mean really good. You're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast, where you get simplified strategies and unique insights on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and life itself from best-selling author and progressive fitness innovator, Joey Atlas. He's been helping people achieve sustainable fitness success for over 30 years in ways that are realistic, doable, and super effective. And now he's helping you. So clear your mind and get ready for a powerful dose of health-improving, life-enhancing wisdom from the Fitness Whisperer himself, Joey Atlas.
Thank you, Melissa, and thank you for tuning in. This is Joey Atlas bringing you the Fitness Whisperer, episode number 9. Before we get into this, real quick here, I've got 3 reminders for you. Number one, if you're new here, somebody shared the link with you or shared an episode with you, be sure to go to thejoeyatlas.com and get your free Fit for Life program. It's 14 awesome videos put together in a sequence that you cannot mess up. Now, it doesn't matter what fitness level you are. These are fully adjustable. Even if you're a pure beginner, there'll be some things you'll be able to do. And if you're intermediate or advanced, it's going to give you a whole new perspective on quote-unquote working out, okay? Very valuable. Dig into them. You'll enjoy them. When you get to that thejoeyatlas.com, you'll see exactly where to sign up. These will come directly to your email inbox every day, and you'll have the video and instructions to follow along with me as your trainer right there in front of you. Number two, if you're just tuning into this podcast for the first time, please subscribe to it so you never miss an episode, because you're going to want these from here forward, and you're going to want to listen to the ones we've already recorded before this one, episodes number 1 through 8, because today is number 9. So subscribe. You go to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes. That's I-T-U-N-E-S. Subscribe. And then please rate and review it. Now, why do I ask you to do that? It's really simple. I want to know that you're tuning in. I want to know what you think. I want your honest feedback, even if it might be a little bit negative, which I'd be really surprised, but I want to make this better. I want to keep improving, and you're going to help me do that. So even if you totally love it and you think there's nothing to improve, just keep doing what I'm doing, please let me know that. Give me the 5 stars and let me know you love this, and that's going to help other people find it, because the more ratings and reviews I get, the more Apple iTunes shows it to people searching for helpful fitness, nutrition, and mindset info so that they can subscribe for free and get help, just like you're getting help. The third thing is also share the Fit for Life program and all the videos and the Atlas Candid Cam channel with your friends, your family, and coworkers so that they have some good advice to follow along in their own health and fitness pursuits. That is thejoeyatlas.com. Share that link with everybody you know. And I dare you to try and take down the website by sending too much traffic to it. Send me too many visitors. I dare you. We've got that thing bolstered because we know once it catches the mainstream, there's going to be a lot of people coming to it, because what we give away for free there, other people are charging $400 for just for the programs. Now, keep in mind, you hear me messing up vocally. Unscripted, unedited, unrehearsed here. We go off the cuff. This is the real deal. So with that past us, Master Coach Marianne, we ready to get into this?
Always. We're
ready.
All
right, so before we go, I know you're pressed for time. This is a Saturday. We're doing this on a Saturday.
Yes.
It's Memorial Day.
I braved Costco.
Costco.
Just now.
It's a holiday, but we love our work so much. We love doing this so much that Master Coach Marianne took some time away from her hubby, Aaron. The two girls are here in the studio, Ellie and Tanner. They're hanging out.
They're reading
their books on a Saturday.
Holiday.
And here we are, holiday.
Yep.
We're shooting this because we love you. We want to help you. So, Any off the cuff candid questions? Anything you want to throw at me before we get into
where do I start?
Before we get into the really juicy stuff.
Did you work out this morning?
I did work out. I was up at 6 o'clock because it's Saturday, so I slept in. I need to hold this closer to me. So now you're going to start hearing this really loud and clear because I talk with my hands. I'm Italian, so my hands want to leave my face, and I got to keep the microphone close to me. So you can remind me, say microphone to the mouth. Did my run this morning.
How far?
It was a 3-mile round trip, 1.5 mile away. And walk, jog back, even a little bit of sprinting right now, yeah, coming back into the mix because it's springtime and,
Or summertime.
Yeah, it is summer, actually. So
yeah, but sprinting's great to add in there.
So
but sprint can be a walk or a run. There's different.
True, yep.
I always feel like we need to clarify.
So my body weight training, actually today is shoulder workout. I'm going to do that probably when we finish this and I head back home. I will do it before dinner, put some music on, and get my fitness in. You know, there's other people are going to decide to sit on the couch and have some chips and beer. I'm going to go into my home gym room and going to get my anti-aging routine in. It's that simple, you know. Did you work out today?
I did.
Give me the quick summary.
It's an easy one. Saturday morning. I love the heat. So I actually slept in. I didn't get up till 5, but I didn't run until I think I left about 7:30. I just did a nice 10-mile run.
10-mile.
I just wanted to relax, clear my mind.
Like nothing.
Yeah. It's just relaxing by myself, no anything, just.
That's it. That's why we do it.
Helps me breathe.
It's holistic fitness.
Yeah. I'll do some
core. Not just
core.
The physical, it's also the mental, spiritual, emotional. Mm-hmm.
This evening will be core and I need a good stretch.
So nice. All right, you got your stretching routine?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Nice.
As I sit with the stretching master.
Yeah, we're going to get into some of that. So a couple of funny things before we get into the academic stuff.
Yes.
You see me wearing another hat. 47 years it has taken me to find the perfect hat, and I found it. That's why I'm wearing it today. You've seen some other hats in some of the other videos. I had this in a slightly larger size, and I knew if I could find one size down from that one, it would be absolutely perfect.
Is it fitted all the way around?
It's fitted all the way around.
Do you know that I really love hats?
It's the Flex Fit from Yupong or Yupung. And so the reason why I've hardly ever been able to find a hat that fits, and I love hats, is because I have this weird shaped head. Like my weird shaped head and my 5'2 body, 5'2, it's a joke by the creator. So here's what happened. My mom gave me this story. When the creators were making me, I was literally perfect, right? I was going to be a perfect...
I love mom stories.
Perfect specimen.
Yes.
And at the last minute, they
did
decided...
Wait, did you come first? Are you the oldest?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well then that's
so they said, oh, wait a minute. We don't make perfect people.
Yeah.
So this guy, if we put him out there like this, he's going to be perfect. We can't do that. So
it's not
they
fair
said,
to the
no,
human race.
We're going to take him from 6'2 and muscular and handsome to 5'2. That'll fix...
This
you know,
is your mom's.
Thing.
This is what your mom told you.
Yeah. So we're gonna slap him down to 5'2" instead of 6'2", and we'll take his cute, perfect round head and just you know we'll make it a weird shape and size so that he can stay good looking, but he's gonna have problems finding hats his whole life that fit.
Keeps you humble.
So. It does. So here I am.
Yeah.
Almost perfect, but always a work in progress. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, do you know what my creation story is? I'm one of 5 girls, and my sisters are these beautiful, curvy women with curly, dark brown, beautiful hair and eyelashes. And I told them, since I'm the oldest, I'm so kind and giving. I left all these good body parts in a box up there for them to partake of when they came down.
Nice.
So I'm the scrawny runt.
Yeah, you're far from that.
Wow, but I gifted them.
You bring all the heat in every way. And one last thing.
I kept the personality.
Yeah, you did, big time. And it's growing every
Thank
week.
Thank you.
So one last quick funny note.
Yes.
Our director of smooth operations, Nikki.
She's a rock star.
Total rock star, beyond her years.
Mm-hmm. You cannot say Nikki and without saying rock star.
No, Nikki rock star. So here's the other project she wants to add to her plate. She wants to create, for me, a full online dating profile.
Yes, please. I get a part of it. Only if we can use old show photos.
Probably. We use a lot of stuff. If it's going to be done right, it's going to take a lot of time. And I've been hesitating to dip my toe back into the online dating scene, but everybody agrees that I am very hidden because all my work is done in solitude.
Yeah.
And I don't go out and do all these social things.
It's part of growing.
I know.
You can't hide your talents under a bushel.
True. I know you've got to, in order for people to find you, you've got to put your stuff out there. So I might be open to it. The team doing a collective profile for the Joey Atlas. We'll
see.
Let
us add it.
And if I add some of my creative writing, that really makes it multidimensional.
No, I think you should just let us.
And then just put it out there. Put it out big time.
I don't think you should just let us create the Joey Atlas. Right,
we'll talk. All right. So stay tuned.
No,
this might be really
Nikki
fun.
Nikki and I will talk.
All right.
Oh, yes.
I'm daring. I'm very adventurous. So this may be a green light, okay? Because I trust both of you ladies big time. That's the only reason why it might happen. Okay.
And you know how protective we are.
Oh, yeah. I trust. So before we get started, you'll see I've got these two massive, massive books. Volumes 1 and 2 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. I won't tell you why I have these right now, but as we get into our material, I will tell you why I have these and the significance of what these mean. Not that you have to read these, because this is what I do. I read these for you, plus all the other books and materials that I read, so that we can bring you all the proper information sifted down into the most tangible, usable nuggets. All right, here we go.
Diving in.
Master Coach Marianne, let's rip it.
All right, ready? Number one, from Melissa in Atlanta, Georgia. And this actually, it says, best regards, Melissa and Brad. From Atlanta, Georgia. Oh. So Brad's on there too. Dear Joey, I'm writing this on behalf of both myself and my husband, Brad. We just signed up for a free Fit for Life program last week and are about to start. Someone from Brad's office shared it with us after they started getting good results with it. Thank you to the office.
Cool.
My question is this. Your approach seems so much gentler and easier than what's being spread around the mass media and on Instagram and Facebook. Seriously, we tried the high-intensity programs, and we all we get is hurt and burnout. We can't do that stuff. We need to lose this fat we are gaining, and we need to focus on improving our health. We have parents that died young due to bad eating habits and no exercise, so we know where that all leads. We have 2 young kids in elementary school, so schedules are tight, but we are open to suggestions. Do you think your contrarian approach will help us, even though we're middle-aged and used to be top-level athletes in high school? Looking forward to the answers to this and using the Fit for Life program. Best regards, Melissa and Brad from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, so probably very well-educated professionals using the word contrarian.
Yes.
So they must have been following me for at least a little bit or read some of the materials, because it's true. And as you know, Master Coach of the Studio, what we do is totally contrarian, very non-traditional, and unconventional.
By the way, for those who aren't, you probably should explain what that means.
Yeah.
Because there's new listeners, and they may not.
Yep. So if you're listening, whether you're here at our first studio in St. John's, Mandarin, Florida area, or if you're on the other side of the world in Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, doesn't matter where you're tuning in from. This info applies. The mainstream approaches are basically what you see and hear about most of the time. You see this stuff on social media all the time. Basically, everybody's doing the same stuff, but just a different brand name or different color scheme. We're the opposite of that. You know, we don't do push, high intensity, you know, go till you drop, push till you puke, no pain, no gain. It's totally nonsensical as far as we're concerned.
Doesn't build you up.
It's another world. We've created another world, another zone, another approach. And you're looking at us, you know, I'm 47. Master Coach Marianne
39
is
almost.
All right, 39?
Almost.
All right.
Round up once I hit this.
We don't go push. We're not doing HIIT. We're not doing all this crazy stuff. We're not doing in your face boot camps. And we look pretty good, right? So if we look pretty good, especially in middle age, and we're not doing that. Everybody, these things that everybody else is saying you need to do, well, maybe we're onto something. So,
yes,
we do just say we do the opposite, or we don't do what everybody else is doing. That's contrarian. That's non-traditional. Yep. It's unconventional. So
develop health.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So
will
first and foremost, yes. Yes.
Will your approach help us?
Absolutely. And so we're living examples mm-hmm. of that.
Yes.
All of our clients are. A lot of the people closest mm-hmm. to us are. They're, it's hard for people. The question comes from somebody's own mindset.
Yes.
Like, because they've heard so much of this other stuff already. Mm-hmm. They're, them being athletes when they were younger, they're used to training hard.
It's all they know.
Right.
It's what you're taught.
Hear somebody say, well, you can take a gentle, easier approach.
Yes.
You can do it all at home, literally, mm-hmm. and get better results that you can maintain forever.
Right.
It's hard to hear that and believe it. It sounds too good to be true. So I totally respect where the question's coming from. Their mindset, though, of recognizing that some of their parents were sedentary and had poor eating habits and died young, they know where this all leads. Their intent—
Well, and they recognize that.
Right.
The fact that they recognize that, they recognize what caused that, and they recognize why they need to change.
Yes.
Is huge.
So, if I remember, they have young kids.
Two elementary school kids.
Schedule's tight. Mm-hmm. And so, they're smart. Yes. They don't want to die young for their kids like their parents did right. for them. So they know this isn't just vanity fitness.
No, but also having two young kids, they probably also appreciate the fact that that means they need to be active, not only to live long, but to participate right. in their kids' lives.
For sure. Absolutely. So the answer is yes, Melissa and Brad. Mm-hmm. Awesome question. Open up your mind to not even just my way of doing things and our approach and the whole Sculpt-A-Fit and the Joey Atlas philosophy, just open it up in general. And there may be other things beyond what we're sharing here, but maybe what we're giving you here is that entryway. Maybe the free Fit for Life program is that gateway into this other realm that you didn't know existed or are just unsure if it existed. So you've got the free program. You and Brad can get started ASAP if you haven't started already by the time you hear this episode.
Can I point out something else? I'm also a mom of two kids. One's still in elementary school. One's a sixth grader. But schedules are tight. The great thing about this program, it's family safe. These are exercises that will help your children also become healthy and strong. It won't break them down. Like, young kids cannot weight train. They can't do HIIT exercise, but they can do this. So where your schedule's tight, do it as a family. Get the kids exactly. involved, and then you're having quality family time and developing yes. healthy lifestyle habits.
Exactly.
But you're doing it together, so it's not taking away from your family time. It's adding to it.
Right.
And that really builds
it's
a strong
changer.
It is a game
right?
changer.
Because you don't have
it's
to drive
fun.
20 minutes to the
yeah.
health club, spend extra time
right.
there,
nope.
then drive home.
Mm-hmm.
Just the drive time, if it's an average of 20
right.
minutes, is 40 total.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. You could spend that whole 40 minutes
together.
At home and do your entire program and get better results.
And you want to know your kids, you want to have a great conversation, stretch and talk to your children.
Right.
Because you'll be relaxed. Absolutely. Your minds will be open.
You're teaching. You're leading by example.
Absolutely.
You're showing them
and
what it is to be fit.
They are encouraging you to stay on target.
Right.
So when you say kids and tight schedules, they can work together.
Right. And speaking of young kids and tight schedules,
mm-hmm.
in the Fit for Life program, I think I have two full playground
oh, yeah,
training
you do.
Videos in there where you could do your workouts mm-hmm. on the playgrounds. So
yes.
depending on the time of year and climate, you've got
outside.
A whole entryway into training on playgrounds where you could turn the kids loose. You guys can do your workouts yeah. and you can make a whole thing of it. You'll mm-hmm. maybe you'll inspire some other parents to do the same. But there's a whole other series in addition to that. If you like that, you've got more choices beyond that. But you got to get started first and you got to create the foundational framework. Once you do that, then you put the building blocks on top of that and we're yeah. off to the races.
And Melissa and Brad are doing this together. What better date night?
I love that.
Then
sign
exercising.
Me up for that.
That's what Aaron
that's
and I do.
In, that's going in my profile.
Aaron and I go on, we do workout dates together.
Love
so,
it.
Yep.
That's going to be a prerequisite for mine.
We'll put it in your
checklist. We'll put it in the profile.
We'll put it in there. Nikki Rockstar, we'll put
yeah.
that in there.
All right. Is that good? We got good answers for Melissa and Brad. Are we done?
I think so.
Question two.
Comes from Elaine in Toronto, Canada. Ah. Hi, Joey. When it comes to bone health, and this is a great question. When it comes to bone health, do you support the advertised products on the market with all the side effects that are scary, or do you promote the idea of natural self-care as a first step? I know it's not a brilliant question, but I'm interested in your perspective, and I'm sure many others would be too. Thank you for all you do, Joey, from Elaine in Toronto, Canada. Okay, ladies, listen up.
And men,
absolutely. This is a very important question, so I'm glad, Elaine, thank you for asking.
Yes, so this transcends, I love getting all these different questions. Mm-hmm. By the way, we'll tell you where you
variety.
Can submit your questions before we wrap up this episode. This transcends the vanity aspect of fitness, and which is what we're all about.
Right.
We're about the holistic view.
Yep.
We love vanity.
Well, everybody likes to look
good. We all do,
good.
But it's only one ingredient in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing about bone health, as we age, we lose a lot of things if we remain sedentary and if we eat bad stuff.
Yes.
Like that bad stuff is displacing good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when you displace good stuff, you're not giving your body all the proper nutrients.
Right.
And then on top of that, you're putting in these bad toxins that are also breaking your body down as you age. These toxins become your body, hence disease. So the bone part, obviously, when you do proper resistance training, which most of what we do is gravity, resistance bands, and accessories, you build muscle density, you build the neurological connections, you build functionality. But we also build bone density.
Yes, you strengthen your bones.
You strengthen the bones because of that training effect that you're imparting on them. They respond to the usage stress that you're imparting on them and the requirement you're asking them to provide back in that duty, that exercise, that movement, they respond by saying, oh, we've got to be strong. We've got to get stronger. We have to be dense, more dense. So step one, like let's just say she's referring to a sedentary woman or man.
Yes.
Step one, if there are some bone issues suspected or pre-osteoporosis, right? Being diagnosed. Step one is to start exercising properly.
Yes,
And getting the right nutrients into the body along with that.
Right.
Those two things right there can prevent a lot of people from having to go on any kind of meds alone. It's not rocket science.
No.
It's not at all.
The meds where the length of side effects are longer than the actual advertisement for the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
no,
now they
terrible.
Bank on the fact that most people either are not going to go the exercise and eating properly route, or they're going to be on again, off again, or some people may have very good intentions of wanting to exercise and eat right, but they don't have the right plan to follow.
And they don't know how.
Right. They don't know how to judge what they should choose.
Right.
And I get it. It's a very confusing marketplace out there.
It is.
We deal with it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know what we're doing. Women come in, they experience it. They realize, oh, okay, I found a safe haven. This is my deal, right? But just the same, step one is find an appropriate program to stimulate the body, which includes the bones, to reverse the decay of bones. So you build up the bone density by asking them to do work and giving them proper nutrients. Then after, I don't know, some doctors test after a few months again, you can see what's the bone density looking like and do we need to add in some type of either natural, if the doctor's a holistic doctor, there might be some natural interventions that could be added on top of the exercise and eating properly.
Right.
And then as like the third or fourth step, what medications then might be needed? Because if there are still some needed at that point, the dosages and the amounts won't be as high.
Right.
Which is huge because you're reducing the amount of this medication in your body and the potential for side effects.
But also, once you get to that point, when you do everything that you can do on your own and you do need a medication, you won't have other toxins in your body that complicate that medication coming in.
Right.
So,
Here's a thought. Again, men and women, osteoporosis is not something that comes out of the blue. If you're sedentary and you're eating a typical average diet, which is crap.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, you can expect to get osteoporosis.
Yeah, it's a given.
It's a given. If I get it or, always me, I've got this to deal with. You were asking for it.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be sedentary and eating like crap.
No.
Because what happens is these different diseases, osteoporosis being one of them. It's premature aging because you're giving it the scenario to come around.
We're made to be used. And
that's
anything,
it, plain and simple.
When anything you have at all, any toy, any machine, anything, any book, when they're made to be used and they're not used, they fall apart. When they're not used properly, they're not maintained.
Right.
Our bodies are meant to be used.
Exactly.
If you get up and use it and feed it the proper fuel, it will function properly and long-lasting.
If you use it, you will not lose it.
Exactly.
What's the other thing that's actually, people say exercise is medicine? It's not medicine. Medicine is meant to Band-Aid a problem.
Right.
Exercise is the fountain of youth.
It's a way of life.
Right.
It's
preventive. It prevents you from having to medicine.
When you're healthy, you're happy. When you're happy, you're healthy. They go together.
Exercise is a freaking time machine. It makes you age in reverse, baby.
And not only
47 years old, 39 years old.
And I've got.
If you see us on video, you'll know what we're doing right now. You got to come check out the video.
I know. Mine are in there.
They're in there.
Not only that, you won't just strengthen your bones, you'll lower your cholesterol.
Come on. We can sit here another hour with all the benefits.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast. Another Q&A, but this is it. The bones.
And
Boom.
If you don't know where to start, it's simple. Push up. Slow, controlled.
Get the free Fit for Life program.
Yes.
It's
this
is free. You can
baby
start
steps.
For free.
It will tell you exactly where and how to start without hurting yourself.
Exactly. You don't need to pump weights. You don't need to do the stack machines. You don't need to fire
kettlebells
around.
You have
your
need.
Your body is the machine.
Yes.
I teach you how to use it in your own living room or in your own bedroom, wherever.
If you travel. It goes with you.
You're in Law's house, wherever.
You can be healthy on the road.
That's it. Because anywhere,
you have
anytime.
It. Yep. It's
awesome.
True. Good stuff.
Good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Okay, let me turn the page because we've got more good stuff. All right, number three from Dave. Hi, Dave.
Dave.
Thank you. Is from Texas, and his wife is Liz.
What part of Texas did he say?
I'm going to let you Lubbock.
Let me see.
Lubbock.
I think it's Lubbock.
Lubbock.
I think so.
Lubbock. Well, ask my...
I had a long-distance client from there years and years ago.
I have
Lubbock,
some
Texas.
Siblings that live in Texas. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
All right, Joey, I hope this question makes it into the podcast Q&A. Wishes are granted.
Here it is.
I've been sedentary my whole life until I took up golf around middle age to help with my business networking and meetings. I enjoyed it and now have been playing for about 30 years.
Nice.
I've been doing your Optimum Flexibility program for about 6 weeks now, and the improvements have been quite surprising, not just for my golf, but for everything I do. Yes. My wife, who plays a lot of tennis, has also started doing the routine daily, and it's made the most impact on her game since her knee surgery 6 years ago. Seeing you really do know your stuff, we'd like to know what you suggest we should add as a next step in improving overall fitness, not just for golf and tennis, but for overall health and anti-aging purposes. We have lots of grandkids and we love to travel, so we want to be out and about. Thanks, Dave and Liz.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. They want to be their best.
Ah, very nice. Well, first, Dave and Liz, thank you for submitting that. That's a really good question.
There's so much gold in that question.
Well, that's huge. I mean, it's so, all right. So
hats off to you, Dave, first
of
all.
Actually, I'm going to have backwards.
Yes.
Dave's getting the backwards hat for this. We're indoors.
Because
so I
love that he recognizes how much the flexibility.
So flexibility.
It's gold.
First of all, thank you for buying and using the Optimum Flexibility program. That all started with golfers. Then it spread out to tennis players like your wife.
Yep.
But I do that myself. I don't play golf. A little bit of tennis here and there. I'd like to do more of it. Maybe we'll put that in my online dating profile.
Must play tennis.
I want to play tennis. But truth is, proper flexibility benefits everybody no matter what you do.
And
any sport or not.
But even daily lifetime habits. digestion,
yeah.
Sleep.
Yes.
It.
You name it. It's like the blue collar form of meditation. Yeah.
It's so good for everything, especially where he said, since his wife knee surgery, flexibility will rejuvenate your knees.
Flexibility is one of the most underrated aspects of fitness that can literally change a person's life. Like for him, this is their gateway.
Right.
Like he's been sedentary his whole life. Aside from playing golf, the flexibility he started doing to improve and help his golf. Boom. There's his entry. There's his gateway, right, to get started. So they're smart enough to realize, hey, this is really helpful. Mm-hmm. What can we add on top of this in regards to fitness training to keep the benefits
and
going?
Bravo for reaching out and being willing to, he recognized the problem.
Right.
He was willing to make a change, and now he wants to take it even farther.
Absolutely. So here's what I would say. And this is, you know, whether I'd be coaching somebody long distance or doing consulting on site or the team here is coaching people in the studio, this is part of the philosophy. You're going to add in natural resistance training.
Yes.
Focused on body weight conditioning first so that you're strengthening your from the core outward. So we have, what is it, 640 muscles in the body. Give or take. There are about 640 muscles in the entire body, give or take a few, arguably. But those muscles, in addition to needing flexibility and range of motion capabilities, they need proper strengthening. But the key is to avoid what we think is, like we were talking about in question one, you don't need to be weight training and doing sets of this and forced reps and this machine, that machine, and taking 90 minutes in the gym on a typical personal trainer routine. Proper resistance training for muscle strength, endurance, and capabilities is, number one, working against gravity, using your body in natural movements, and there are hundreds of exercises that can be done. Again, these, Dave and Liz, is it Liz?
It is Liz.
Liz.
Yeah.
You just get the Fit for Life program on thejoeyatlas.com. You add those routines on top of the Optimum Flexibility program, and you'll be light years ahead of all your peers in terms of what you're doing for functional anti-aging. I mean, that alone, you won't even have to buy anything after
that. They'll want your secrets. Yeah, they'll ask you for your secrets.
They're going to want to know, what are you guys doing to be so strong, sprightly, energetic, and you know, not complaining about aches and pains? And they're going to want to know your secrets. Please do share. So, don't hold it back. But
and with grandkids, let me tell you what, we specifically have several women that come in and work out with us so that they can play with their grandchildren. That was their sole purpose for starting. And now they're running right along next to them, and we're talking all ages, toddlers to middle school to high schoolers to college kids, but they're keeping up with them, and that was their sole purpose for coming in.
Yeah, you know, it's
so yes, that's
that what
you
you're
will.
Just saying about the ladies in the studio here and Dave and Liz, when they start something that does what it says and feels good and it's safe and results are coming, there's automatic trust there. Where they think, okay, what actually what they this is actually happening even better than they told us it would.
Yep.
What else do they have for us?
Yeah, that's
right?
What I love. That.
So, what else do we have? What we have is free. Again, Fit for Life. Just
because
go to
it's so important that we want to make sure you have it.
Yeah, I mean,
no matter what your situation.
Right. So you want to buy
you
more?
You need
that's
access
fine.
To
We've
it.
We've got more for you to buy, but. Yeah. What we give you for free is enough to create a full spectrum program that you can rotate indefinitely and keep getting results from.
Yep.
All we ask is that you share it when you start turning back the clock.
Annie says they love to travel. You have
huge.
You can take it with you.
Right.
So
this is you don't have to take the gym with you or go sign up at a, you know, a daily membership at a health club. All the stuff we teach is doable everywhere. We have the travel trainer videos.
Yes.
Right? Those are gold.
Yep.
Our clients are able to follow these short 6, 8, 10 minute videos.
That you can do anywhere with
there's no excuse
with
anymore.
With nothing but your body.
That's it. And they're enjoyable. Right in your hotel room or at the in-laws house or wherever. Yep. So the key is functional resistance training, focusing on your body weight first, adding in some resistance bands.
Yes, bands.
We're going to be doing more videos with resistance bands very soon.
Exercise ball, the big stability balls.
Right.
Those are great.
Right. So that's your, you've got the foundation of flexibility. Mm-hmm. Add in the functional body weight training with some
and
accessories.
You know, good job starting with flexibility because now you're going to progress without injuries because your muscles are loose. They're ready to go. They're going to be able to do anything you give them.
You know what's
controlled?
This is funny. A lot of people will see me, especially if I'm at the beach, you know, got the physique going, even though it's tiny, it's still, in, it's respectable. It catches eyes. When people see me stretch, then they're really like, whoa, this guy's not muscle bound.
Because a lot of times you think muscles,
tight. It's an old myth. And most muscular people are muscle
bound because
their flexibility isn't
pull.
There. But when they see me doing certain stretches,
or toe touches.
Like, whoa, I thought you're not supposed to be that flexible. Yeah, the the jumping toe touch.
Yep.
But I don't go a day without stretching. To me, it's just as important as the muscle, the muscle conditioning. It's part of the package. Like, what good is your muscle if you can't move it through a range of motion? That's it.
Yes.
That's it. And so I'll do, you know, if I do some stretching at the soccer fields when the kids are practicing, I'll have a leg up on the fence and I'll hear people make funny remarks. Oh my God, if I did that, you'd be calling the ambulance or something, you know? And I get it. It's funny and it's true.
But it's reality.
But you have to work into that.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't expect anybody to do a full leg up on a fence without working up to it. But
even 5 minutes of stretching, just stop and stretch for 5 minutes, and you'd be amazed the amount of energy you're going to have.
And if you love TV, fine. I'm not a TV fan, got rid of it long ago. But even if you love TV and you have to watch a few shows, you don't have to just stay static on the couch.
No.
Get on the floor, put down a towel or a stretch mat, do your stretching while you're watching your darn shows.
Well, even younger, when I was a gymnast, I had to really work for my flexibility, and that's when my mom would have me, every time a commercial, back when we watched commercials, I'd have to sit in splits and stretch during the commercial breaks. And that's, as a kid, you know, that's what,
love it.
But
your mom
you're
is
definitely,
the bomb, by the way. Susan rocks it here. She is an awesome client.
She's amazing.
And she's coming on staff as a senior sub coach.
Super sub.
Right.
Super sub Susan.
Love it.
But yes, he's just ready for the rest of your program.
Yeah,
that's Dave
it.
And Liz.
Just a free fit for life. That's it.
You want to
buy more? Great.
You love it.
That's
Keep
it.
Going.
Foundation is there.
Play with your grandkids.
That's it. That's
what
another.
A better source of exercise. And get out and play with those grandkids. Run
awesome
around the trees.
Awesome question, Dave and Liz. Keep us posted on your progress.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa. Hello, Lisa. She says, Joey, I hope this finds you well. It does.
It does.
You're doing
Thank
well. You. I've been in Atlasville since your early days. How long ago were the early days? Should we ask?
2005 or 6-ish since I started going online.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And you've impacted my life in profound ways. The question, though, is about my son. He's 19 years old and heavily into the gym scene. I think too much, actually. He is very into supplements to the point where he's spending hundreds of dollars every month and taking things every few hours. I'm a bit worried and really don't know how to talk to him about this. We've had a great relationship, but this topic is touchy with him. What would you talk to him about if he was sitting across from you, willing to take in some wisdom from a guy who's been where my son is now? Thanks so much, Joey. Your philosophy and programs are deeply appreciated. Lisa from Darwin, Australia.
Wow.
That's an excellent question that I think
Darwin, Australia.
Yes, but I think that's when a lot of parents wonder. I bet her son is I bet she finds him a little short-tempered and kind of cranky too, because usually that comes with improper supplement use.
No, this, like, hats off to her. Wow, this is great. So
hey, hats off to her for being invested in her son.
Absolutely.
Also not just to tell him he's wrong, but she wants to know,
right? This
and she
huge.
Cares.
Yeah,
so
this is huge.
As a mom, hats off to you for
Big
being
time.
Invested in what your son's doing and his fitness program.
Right. So I can speak on this, and I will, from being that kid years ago.
Yes.
From having one now who's kind of just opening his eyes.
He's 21 now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then
you also have a 19-year-old, not son, but you have a 19-year-old daughter.
Right. And having worked with other clients who've had children that where this has come up.
Yes.
So where do we start? All right. So let's start here. Here's what you're up against. You're up against many companies positioning their products at the market your son is in as the latest, greatest, and best.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this has been going on for years. This is why I brought these books.
This isn't new. This is
right, because you actually gave me a preview of that specific question. Marianne asked, yes. Here's a quick preview of this question. Can we include this one? Because it could be pretty serious. I said, definitely.
Well, it's a golden question.
So I said, definitely, even though it's not for the person asking, it's for her son. It's still one that needs to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I took these off my shelf. Now here's where we'll go with this.
Hold on. Let me point this out real quick. There's a reason when you said this has been... It's out there. It's the media. There's a reason why he's spending hundreds of dollars every month. People want him spending that money. Right. So it is everywhere, and it's big, and it's
in the nutrition supplement realm. Yeah. There are many different companies targeting different niche markets.
Mm-hmm. Wherever
there
they can.
Are tons of companies going after the teenage, early 20s market. Mm-hmm. Not because they have good stuff for them, but because they know their mental state.
Yes, and they know they'll pay to get the results
they
want.
They know their insecurities.
Want. Yes.
They know their weak spots, and they market to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's why that is their niche. Again, this has been going on from before I was even a teenager.
Yeah, it's far.
All right, now, looking back, there were companies doing the same stuff, knowing that we want to be as muscular as possible. Right. Not just the guys, also the girls.
The girls.
Okay?
You can talk to my dad about it. I mean, he's in his 67,
right.
And this was going on when he was into big lifting and heavy. I mean,
I'll give you the brief summary. These books, two big volumes, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. I'm halfway through volume one. I can't wait to get into volume two, but... If anybody was to read these, you would have a new set of glasses with which to look at the entire nutrition and supplementation market. There's a reason why Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors are in the title here. The roots of everything we see in the marketplace go all the way back to the 60s and 70s, maybe even earlier, when the physical muscle culture had its roots and the nutrition and supplementation markets sprouted out of that. From there, it's blossomed into this crazy, crazy realm that's just growing by leaps and bounds. Not because it's a good thing, but people want to believe there are magic pills and potions challenges.
It's as simple as taking a pill to get these results. I lost this much weight just by taking one pill a day.
Right.
I could bench press this much just by taking one scoop of, this in my shaker cup.
I will say there
it's
are
not real.
Good areas of the nutrition supplementation industry, but it is far outnumbered and outweighed by the gray area, all the shady stuff and the crappy stuff that goes on, and the types of marketing, the insecurity-based marketing that goes on in the industry. So this goes directly to Lisa's question of what she's dealing with her son. He's spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, like many youngsters his age, late teens, early 20s.
Because that's the key market.
Yes, because they see these flashy bottles, the commercials with the guys on steroids who are doing the endorsements, and the pretty girls who are helping pitch the products. Mm-hmm. And these guys are looking for any edge.
Right.
And the marketing and the wording and the supposed studies and research to back up what the claims are way too, it's tough for them to pass up.
It is.
So they're willing to take the risk, and they're willing to spend the money. Sometimes it's not even their own money, it's the parents' money, because they're doing this thing that they can't do without.
Or you know what else? They go into a shop to purchase it, and the person selling the items, they really don't know what they're selling. They simply read what the bottle says to your son, or they have it memorized, and they pitch it.
Right.
And so that's what your son is going to buy, but they don't.
So,
I mean, there's so many things.
We
here.
Won't go long on this because it's really simple. I remember when I was in my teens, really getting heavy into this. Every year, there seemed to be a new magic natural product. with this cool name and a cool story behind it. And that would
and
be
a cool
the product.
Person using it.
Right. Cool people using it, fake endorsements. And that's the one that would sell millions and millions and millions of dollars worth until people realize, oh, this is crap. It doesn't work. Then there'd be the latest, newest thing. Mm-hmm. Now, this is in all types. There's muscle building. There's fat burning. There's
pre-workout
cures for every
post-workout,
disease.
Post-workout, recovery. Right. So it's everywhere.
Here. Right now.
Mid-workout.
Like, even when I was younger, there was no pre-workout supplementation or whatevers. There was zero. Now there's a whole, every company is selling these pre-workout concoctions. We won't get into the details here. I don't use them. I don't either. Pre-workout, and I'm doing okay. What they're doing is they're slicing and dicing the areas of the market, and they're creating these fake needs of the user that you need something for right before your workout. You need something for during your workout.
Yes.
And if you want the absolute best results, you better have this for right after your
immediately.
Workout. Right.
And then this a half hour later.
And then you need this right before bedtime so that you enhance the restorative blah, blah, blah of your body. There's angles for everything. And these companies are slicing and dicing their way to big profits, but it's costing the end users a lot of money, and there's a lot of health effects, ill health effects.
Big health problems.
The pre-workouts?
Yes.
They're loaded with crap. And the way they compete is by them out-edging each other on how much stuff they could load in there without killing people.
Right. And we can go into this another day, but even to be approved, FDA approved, not as strict as you think.
Well, there are no rules and regulations.
Right,
like, you don't have to submit for approval. The only time you get busted is when you have adverse reports about your product either adding up to too many and enough people reporting, or if somebody dies and it's tied directly to your product, then the FDA, FTC, they have different.
But it's very loose. It's not what you think it should be for the amount of garbage in there.
We can go to market next week with a product we go private label that we can source from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And we can do it until we get caught. And if we stay within the legal boundaries of claims and whatever,
and that's what people
we don't
understand.
Right. It's a huge gray market.
Yes.
There are some very high quality companies.
Yeah.
We talk about them a lot on my blogs. We'll talk about them in some podcasts.
Yes.
But the market for the bad stuff and the unnecessary stuff is way, way bigger than the market for the good stuff and the helpful stuff. So, does that help answer that question?
Can I tell you the best advice I ever got on this stuff? My mom and dad told me, the more you know, the better you'll be. If you're looking for a way to help your son understand what he's using, teach him to learn and read and research and look at the products.
Right. Don't believe the marketing.
Right. Tell him to go and research it himself. That's like, what did Joey hold up? Books. Open them up and research it. Get online, research the ingredients, research it. Learn what a body does. Learn how a body works.
Yeah.
Help him know to learn
and
for
I can
himself.
Tell you, from being in actually deep
knows,
into the bodybuilding,
the better his results will be. Yes.
Back in my younger years, I was close to a lot of people who actually got endorsement deals.
Yeah.
For certain companies, and being close and being friendly, you see the other side of the fence. It's all business.
Yes.
It's like, if somebody pays you a few hundred thousand dollars a year to say, I use this and this, but they're not telling the whole story of what else they do, it's very misleading. They're leaving certain information out that will help the person looking at the marketing and the ads to know information that will also help them make a decision in the opposite direction.
Right.
Right. And this, we're not even getting into the ingredients and all these things and,
that aside,
and what people who are coming off of, the rebound effect they have to go through.
Right.
But this is all based on marketing toward insecurities and desires and hopes.
But knowledge brings confidence, which brings success. So help your son understand, the more he knows, the more he can invest in himself. He takes control of his workout, takes control of his supplements.
And one step on top of that, you can tell your son, come check out Joey's videos. Some of my workout videos, kids will see them and they're like, man, this old guy, well, old guy, middle age, this guy's in awesome shape for 47. Like, I would
supplements.
Like to look like that. And we could tell your kids, this is natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I take minimal supplementation. I don't take pre-workout. I don't take stimulants. I don't take any of that stuff. I share everything I do on my blog. You can come to thejoeyatlas.com. You can read the blog articles. You can watch the Atlas Candid Cam videos. I share a lot of what I do on an ongoing basis so that people can see, wow, here's this guy. I wonder what he does on a regular basis. It's too much to share right now on this episode. That's why I put it on the blog. That's why I put it on the Atlas Candid Cam channel on the site, because I want people to see what I do. Nothing hidden. And if I change things, if I add things, if I remove things, if I'm going to experiment with something that might seem legitimate, I'm going to share that with you so that it's done in full transparency and there's nothing to hide. Mm-mm. So, and I'm that my goal is to help people. So if I share what I do, nothing hidden, then I know I'm at least giving my absolute best in full honesty to help you realize that, well, actually being fit and healthy is a bit easier than everybody out there is making it to be.
Yes.
Right. Once and so invest, at the end of the day,
invest in yourself.
If you can get your son to think about his long-term health and longevity.
And what his goals long-term are, right, not just today.
Exactly. He will start thinking about what mm-hmm. he's putting in his body in a yes. very different way. Again, I've had to deal with it myself, yep. going through it. I've had to deal with it with mm-hmm. my own kids and also with clients who've had children yep. going through the same phases and stages of life who got into the fitness exercise realm. And it goes
with the
territory.
We all have moments there. It does.
Like I've been fortunate enough yep. to be in this and through my dad, go to mm-hmm. school for it and learn in a way that not yeah. many other people have a chance to learn.
And me too. I was raised with it.
Right.
But my
parents were in it all the time.
But they made us learn about yes. it also. You
Which
take
most
control.
Parents can't do.
Right,
not in a
because
position.
They don't
so you've
know.
Had
we're fortunate enough
that
they encouraged us to learn about it. But right. your son will see a major difference once he learns what he's doing and he goes from letting someone else tell him how to work out, what to take, right. to knowing for
What's
himself.
That song, Don't Believe the Hype?
Yeah.
That's it. Don't Believe the Hype. So
invest in yourself and your knowledge.
Exactly. So again, if he wants to ask me questions directly, we're going to tell mm-hmm. you how to do that in a second.
Yes,
before,
that was all of them.
And then we're going to get to the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment. So, Master Coach Marianne, do we have anything else?
That was all of the questions that
That's
I have
for
you today.
All right, so.
Unless you want to talk more about your dating site.
I think we'll cover
Otherwise,
that in another
that's
podcast.
All the questions.
We'll tie it into a podcast episode after the team has a chance to convince me that you guys are good to go on creating a wild and transparent
but
dating
tasteful.
Profile. Tasteful, of
but
course.
Tasteful.
Cannot be.
Good things are coming.
Yeah. So the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment, I'm going to do this right now. Before we get to that, though, we got three reminders. Whether you're listening to this in audio on the podcast or watching on the Atlas Candid Cam that I'm pointing at right now.
I'm pointing with you.
Marianne's pointing with me. Three things. Share this with anybody you know who can benefit from this episode, the previous 8 episodes, and all the episodes that are going to be coming from here forward. Please share it. It helps us to be able to do more of this. Number 2, if you haven't signed up for the free Fit for Life program, you're nuts. You need to do it. It's an awesome program. Just go to thejoeyatlas.com. You'll see exactly where to get the free program videos sent straight to your inbox. And you follow my instructions on video. It's a no-brainer.
No-brainer. Think of how many places you have your inbox.
Right.
On your phone, on your
yes,
tablet,
you
on your
can,
computer,
you can
on your TV.
The videos from any device.
Anywhere.
It's set up to act just like an app. Very yep. simple and straightforward. Third thing, share this all with your friends, family, and coworkers. Don't be stingy. Give it to them. The more we share it,
and you can do it together.
Right, you can do it
How
together.
How much fun is that?
And the more you surround yourself mm-hmm. with like-minded people doing the same things, the more likely you are to stick with it and get the results that yep. you really, really want. The other thing is please rate and review this podcast. I can't emphasize enough how much help that gives me in getting the podcast found by other people searching for it. It helps boost the credibility and it helps show that people are actually listening to it. And helps Apple iTunes realize, hey, this guy's getting some ears tuning in.
Yes.
They must have something good going on that they're doing here. Let's start sharing this with other people and having it show in the search rankings for the mm-hmm. podcasts that have to do with fitness, nutrition, mindset, longevity, and living an awesome life. So as you listen to the inspirational, uplifting, and motivating music that my sound engineer Toby is bringing in here now, I get to bring you the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment. And here's what it is. We know this Q&A type format is going to be really, really popular. We did some market research beforehand. So we'd like you, for your coaching assignment, to come submit at least one question. And here's where you can do that. You can come to my Facebook page, Joey Atlas Fitness. You can post it there. You can find me on Instagram at the Joey Atlas. You can send me it through Instagram after you follow me. You can actually submit it at thejoeyatlas.com. On any one of the blog posts or Atlas Candid Cam video posts, you can scroll down. There's a comment box there for you where you can submit your question. Or if you want to keep it private until we bring it live on the air, you can go to the same website, thejoeyatlas.com. Click on contact up at the top, write your question on the contact form, and hit submit. So is there any other way that I could have them submit?
No, I think you covered it. But let's just remind people, if you don't be embarrassed to ask anything, because if you're thinking it, someone else is also. If there's something you want to ask, someone else wants to know as well. So don't be afraid to submit any question.
Right. And that's your Atlas Action Coaching Assignment. You have to do it.
Anything.
At least one question.
Anything.
Or ask your spouse, hubby, boyfriend, girlfriend, family member for a question. Bring it, submit it. We're going to be answering it on future episodes.
Whatever it may be, ask it.
That's it. And so, Coach Marianne, let's give a high five.
Yes.
Let's do a front double bicep for the video. Right.
Oh, hold on.
Bam, bam. This is it. When you do the right thing, the results come. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Awesome. All right.
Small but mighty.
If you're listening to the audio and you want to see the poses we just did, come to thejoeyatlas.com, click on shows, and then click on Atlas Candid Cam channel. You get to watch this, see the antics, get a little inspiration from the visuals. And that's it. That's the Fitness Whisperer episode number 9. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next show. Sending you out some big love. Master Coach Marianne, anything else you want to say?
No, lots of love.
All right, see you next time.